About 1,000 cameras in the city are fed and monitored here, mostly for investigative purposes.
Captain John Romero commands the Real-Time Analysis and Critical Response Division, which tracks crimes across the city with an up-to-the-minute map of every incident that's reported.
A small picture of a bomb would be a bomb call. The masks are robbery calls. The fists are assault crimes.
Romero says new technologies allow the department to do predictive policing, determining when and where crimes are more likely to occur. As part of a new initiative, police also monitor private cameras near the Hollywood sign and warn off interlopers through a speaker.
They are trespassers at this point.
Romero believes that while the public may be uneasy about being watched, they'll soon see the benefits.
In early America, when we started putting up streetlights, people thought that this is the government trying to see what we're doing at night to spy on us. And so over time, things shifted. And now, if you tried to take down streetlights in Los Angeles or Boston or anywhere else, people would say, no, it's a public safety. You're hurting our public safety just so you can save money on lighting. I think that cameras will eventually get there, where cameras will not be a problem in the future.